This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Authorities now say at least 45 people are dead after a wooden boat carrying migrants broke apart in rough seas near the southern coast of Italy. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
State TV quoted the local prefect's office as saying that by late morning, more than three dozen bodies had been recovered and about 60 people were rescued. The Italian news agency AGI said that among the bodies was that of a baby a few months old. Some officials said that there could have been up to 180 people on the boat. Details about the nationalities of the migrants were not immediately provided in the reports. Boats reaching Italy's southern coast usually start in Egypt or Turkey. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Some Nigerians are returning to the polls Sunday after technical and other problems prevented them from casting their votes on Saturday for a new president for Africa's most populous democracy. President Muhammadu Buhari is stepping down after serving the maximum two terms as allowed under the country's constitution. Oguni Olodokana, a Nigerian teacher, is optimistic.
My hope is for my choice candidate to come out and come and change the situation we find ourselves in Nigeria, such as in terms of hunger, electricity, road. I want him to come and address the situation so that the masses can survive.
The election occurs as Nigeria is experiencing a cash shortage, widening poverty, high inflation, and energy shortages. On Sunday, police said a bomb attached to a motorcycle ripped through a crowded market, killing at least four and injuring 16 in southwestern Pakistan's remote Barkhan district in Baluchistan province. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden is close to wrapping up her five-day visit to Africa. Marissa Melton has the story.
On Saturday, the First Lady was in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi, where she praised young adults for learning about safe sex and dating practices. She also attended a meeting of women who essentially created their own banking system. Biden has been highlighting U.S.-backed efforts to empower women and young people during her stops in Namibia and Kenya. The programs teach them skills that will help them find jobs or start businesses, and also how to avoid getting infected by the virus that causes AIDS. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Local officials say that schools are reopening in Syria's rebel-held northwest after closing for nearly 3 weeks following an earthquake that devastated the region. Many schools were turned into temporary shelters following the quake that killed tens of thousands of people. However, a local journalist in northwestern Syria said Saturday many students were absent from their classes as their homes were damaged by the quake and their families now reside elsewhere. Spain has identified its first ever suspected case of the Marburg disease. The patient is a 34-year-old Spanish citizen who recently traveled to the Central African nation of Equatorial Guinea, where health officials say more than 200 people have recently been quarantined. There are no vaccines or antiviral treatments for Marburg. Cyclone Freddy has left its mark on Madagascar and is now heading north up the East African coast. Lisa Schlein reports.
Madagascar's National Office for Risk and Disaster Management reports at least 16,600 people have been affected and about 4,500 houses have been flooded or damaged by the strong winds and rains unleashed by Cyclone Freddy. Cyclone Freddy has moved on to Mozambique, which has been dealing with the impact of this severe storm since it made landfall on Friday. Although hurricane-force winds pose a serious risk, the greater threat comes from the dangerous and exceptional levels of rainfall which is being dumped in Mozambique. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Jordan is hosting a meeting on Sunday between top Israeli and Palestinian security and political officials with U.S. participation, all to halt a recent surge in violence that has stoked fears of a wider escalation ahead of the holy Muslim month of Ramadan, officials say. The discussions are part of Jordan's stepped-up diplomatic engagement with Washington and regional partner Egypt to restore calm in Israel and the Palestinian territories, as well as trust between the two sides. You'll find expanded coverage of world news at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.